Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Ches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, after all that happened, you're still the chosen people. You're the ones that I've Yisrael Bacharti Bo. You're the one that I chose you and I've created you and you're the ones to be my servant. And now during these prokem, these chapters that deal with Nechama, with consolation, of Klal Yisrael being in Golus, we're the ones who are downtrodden. It seems the world is against us. Everybody has their own beliefs and religions. The Navi says, Al tifchadu v'al tiru. You might see all the idolaters and all those who believe that the other powers and other forces will help them, and you feel you're outnumbered. But al tifchadu. Don't be afraid. Val tiru, and the word tiru is an unusual word. Rashi says, ein lo dimyon. This word, if you look through Tanakh, you don't find a similar word to tiru. Upisrono lefia inyan, Rashi says, if you look at the context, the idea is, kamo al techosu. Don't be broken. Don't be terrified. Milodia shmi levein ha'akum. To proclaim the name of God, to announce the kingship of Hashem among all the idolaters, don't be afraid, because the truth is with you, and though you might be outnumbered, and you might be down, and it seems like the idol worshippers are mighty, but al tiru, don't be terrified. Halomei oz hishmaticha, because from way back, Hishmaticha, I caused you to hear me. There was a Matan Torah, and at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. And it says the skies, the rakia, there's firmaments and one rakia above another. There's different levels in the heavens. In one level, you have the sun and the moon and the constellations, and then there are upper levels where you have the angels, and there's seven rakia, rakiim, seven different firmaments. And they were all opened up. And Klal Yisrael saw that there was nothing else, there was no other power, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the only force in the world. Halo me'oz hishmaticha. From back then, hishmaticha, I caused you to hear my words. V'higadati, and I told you, va'atem edoy. And you're my witnesses. You're the ones, Klal Yisrael, who saw this all. And one of the major, for those who look for proofs, and the truth is the other, Kavi Yochel, Ahavdil, the other religions, they don't dispute the fact that the Jews were the chosen people and God chose us and gave us the Torah, whatever. They just believe that later on there was a change. Chas v'shalom, Hashem changed his mind or chose someone else. But the belief that we got the Torah was known. Hishmaticha v'atam edo, you're my witnesses. Ha'yesh elo ahmi bala dai. Is there any other God besides me? V'ein tzur bal yodoti. There's no rock, there's no power bal yodoti that I don't know of. The Targum actually translates it, Ha'is Eloha bar mini, is there any God besides me? V'leis desakif, there's no power, there's no force. Elohein demin kodomai, only if it's from me, mis yehev lei tekof, power was given to. The Targum says, V'ein tsur bal yodoti, any power, anything that seems to have an ability and a control over the world, it's all from Hashem. Sometimes Hashem will allow something to control the world, but it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayesh Elokav, is there any God, Mibal Odai, besides me? meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that was Hayahova V'yiyah. There is no other force. There is nothing else besides Hashem. Ve'ein Tzur Bal Yodoti, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Hashem Echad. Besides the fact that there is no other, at the time that Hashem exists, which is always, there is no other power. It's Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only strength and the only force, the only one that we can turn to, the only one that controls everything. There's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotzrei Fesel Kulam Tohu. And now the Novi is going to begin discussing and mocking the fallacy of those who believe in idols. And the truth is, the Western civilization, that's one of the things they picked up from Judaism, from Yiddishkeit, this knowledge that there is a God, and it's not like the Greek mythologies, believing in all these different gods. They realize that there's certain things that they've picked up from Judaism. But the truth is, and the Das Sofrim elaborates on this, that even nowadays there's a good part of the world in Asia and in Africa that still believe in idols, and they still believe in this. And the Novi mentions that in the Pirkei Nechama, the chapters of comforting to Klal Yisrael, he says that the truth is there was idol worship in earlier times, especially among the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, but it became more of a nisoyon, a test for the Bnei, for Yehuda and Binyamin, Malchei Yehuda, after Ashur and Bavel became empires, the Syrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire. Once we were conquered and the non-Jews had the upper hand and they believed in these idols, so that became a greater test for Klal Yisrael to be the lone, the only people that believes in Hashem Echad against all of these idolaters. Yotzrei Fesel Kulam Tohu. All those who fashion their statues, their idols, Kulam Tohu, they're all empty. There's nothing to it. V'chamudeyim bal yo'ilu, and the chamudeyim, what they desire, what they adore, bal yo'ilu, it won't avail, it won't benefit them at all. And the Malbim says, there are those that believe that they could fashion an idol and somehow that idol would have the power to help them. Some of Forsham say in general, I think it was also in the Das Sofrim discussed, that, actually as I'm talking, the Ramban mentions in Parshas Yisro, just a concept that he discusses on the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He discusses different groups among those who worshipped idols. And he mentions one group as follows. V'karov be'enai, this is the Ramban in the middle of the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's a very long Ramban, but just to take out a small piece, the Ramban says, V'korov be'enai, it seems to me that idol worship first began in the Dor HaFloga, when the nations of the world were scattered and separated through the world. They wanted to make the tower and they'd all be in one place, and then they were scattered. U'mashlu behem ha'kochovim v'hamazolos l'machlu kosehem. And what happened is every land has its own constellation, its own mazel, different geographically, different places on the world are controlled. Hashem gives them under the control of different forces. Ki abonim hayirotzim lasis lahem shem v'lo yischalku, they didn't want to be separated, but they were. And he writes, ki gam l'mazolos sorim shochnim bo'avir, the mazolos are controlled by certain malochim. And the same way people worshipped the stars and the mazolos and the zodiacs and the horoscopes and whatever they believed controlled their destiny, there were people who worshipped other humans. When they would see a person who seemed to be unusually successful, and he ruled over tremendous parts of the world, and his mazel, his luck seemed to be on the rise. Kinevuchadnetzar, like Nevuchadnetzar, hayu anshei arzo choshvim, ki bakablam aleim avodoso. People thought that if we accept him, to worship him, v'kavanosam elov, and our mind is that we're joined with him, yale mazalom imazaloi. Their mazel would go up with him. You find somebody on the rise, somebody who's lucky, somebody who's successful, and they would join with him and feel that if they join with him, they'll also be successful. V'hu gam kein yachshov, and the truth is that successful person like Nebuchadnezzar, he would also think, ki behidabek machshevosambo, that when others cling to him, tosif lo hatzlocha, he would be even more successful, bekoach nafsho sehem hamechuvono selov, because they're joining their forces with him. There was a interplay that they felt if they join with this successful person, they'll be successful. And on the other hand, that somehow gives him a koach. And that was the opinion of Paro and Sancheiriv. The Ramban says, Ki hoyu rishoim lo shotim gemurin. The Ramban says there was a group that were wicked, but they weren't total fools. But among those who believed in idols, the Ramban says there were different groups. But there was a group that felt that if they join together with the one who's lucky, who's mazel, that will bring them success. And there were those who somehow felt they would take something, they would make an idol, they'd make this perfect type of image, and that image would perhaps represent something else. And worshipping it, they felt the idol would somehow bring them success. But Yotzrei Pesel, those who want to be Yotzer, they want to create a Pesel, the statue, Kulam Tohu. It's all empty. It has no power of its own. And there were those who felt that, of course, the statue has no strength of its own, but it'll represent, if you make a statue of the sun, it represents the sun, so the power of the sun will somehow, the hashba, whatever benefit of the sun will come through this Avodah Zarah, somehow that will benefit them. But what they adore, what they feel that this is, they desire it, not that it has a power, but they feel that this will somehow be a conduit for to bring them benefit. It won't avail them, it won't do any good. They themselves are their own witnesses. Either it means the idol is the witness to its own impotency. You look at the idol and you see, Valyiru, they can't see, Valyedu, and they don't know anything, Leman Yevoshu. And therefore those who worship the idols will be embarrassed, because they'll be ashamed, because they see that it has no ability. Vedeyim Hema, the idol itself is testimony about its lack of any power, its inability to do anything. The other explanations, Vedehem Hema, the worshippers, are the testimony that the idol has no power. That Klal Yisrael, as we go through the ages, we just mentioned, Atem Edoi, you are my witnesses, Hashem said in Pasuk Ches. You're my witnesses. The fact that Klal Yisrael is able to last through the generations, with the whole world out to destroy them, sometimes this nation, sometimes that nation, and somehow there's a hashkocha, and it's clear the existence of Klal Yisrael is one of the great miracles. We're the witnesses that there's a borei olam, a creator, someone who controls and takes care of us. And the idolaters, and everyone else. And people are born with a natural desire. Hashem created them with a search for meaning in life, and they want to feel that there's something greater than them, that it's not like they're just going to eat and drink and after a few decades die. They want to feel that there's some meaning to life. But others turn to the idolatry and to other nonsense. But there's no hashkocha there. Life just goes on. That you don't see any providence, any miracles, any clear evidence of divine guidance. Veidehem hema. When you look and you see those who worship the idols, what do they get from the idols? Nothing. They themselves are witnesses against their idols, that Bal Yiru, the idols, don't see, or Bal Yedu, and they don't know, Leman Yevoshu. And therefore those that trust and worship the idols are shamed. Miyotzareo. Who's the one who creates the idol? Upesel Nosoch. Or he makes the molten image. He forms, he pours the metal into the mold, and he creates this statue. Levilti Hoil. It's going to be to no avail. There's no benefit. And the Malbim explains that the value of everything is based on a number of different factors. Sometimes it's what the item is made out of. If something is made out of gold, it automatically is going to have a tremendous value because of what it's made out of. Certain things are not what it's made out of, but the tzura, the form that it has. You can see there's a lot of workmanship. There's a lot of the one who made it. You can see that there's a lot of work, and it's therefore it's valuable. There's the poel, the one who did it. If somebody made it, sometimes you'll look at a painting and it doesn't seem to you to be so special. But if it happens to be one that's painted by a famous artist, so the very fact that it's done by him, it gets a certain value to it. The person who did it, you know, maybe it's the guy who knocked this baseball out of the ballpark. If he's a famous ball player, the baseball might be worth more. The one who did it, that also gives it a certain value. And the last thing is the purpose. Even if it has none of these other advantages, none of the other milos, but if it serves a good purpose, a beneficial purpose, so it's very valuable. A safety pin might not have intrinsic, it might not have any of the other advantages, but if it can serve you well, it becomes valuable. By the Avodah Zarah, they don't have anything. First, he explains the tzura, the form of the idol. Bal Yiru, Val Yedu, the way the idol is, he can't see, he doesn't know. The form of it, what it is, the tzura is not able to do anything. They don't see, they don't know. And then as far as what the tachlis is, what it could accomplish, Miyotzareel, who creates the idol of Vilti Hoel? There is no benefit from it. There is no benefit. In terms of the one who makes the idol, that the Novi is going to discuss in a moment. We'll see V'charoshim Hema Meyodam. They're made by people, so they can't be more greater than the one who created it. They're only a human creation. And then in terms of what the idol itself is made of, the psukim afterwards are going to discuss, it's just wood, it's stone, it's nothing intrinsically powerful, nothing that has any ability. Hein kol chaver of Yevoshu. Behold, all the chaver of all those who join together to join the one who makes the idols. Yevoshu, they'll all be shamed. V'charoshim hema miyodam. The artisans, the charoshim, those who make it, they're all people. Yiskabsu kulum yamodu. Let them all gather together and stand. Yivchadu. Let them be frightened. Yevoshu yochad. And they'll all be ashamed together, because to believe that this idol will somehow benefit them, they'll realize the truth and the fallacy. And sometimes people get caught up, you know, there's the power of the multitude. There's certain beliefs that the world all gets taken by and they all believe in, and then afterwards people say it's a bunch of nonsense and how could people have believed in it? Beliefs come and go. But at the time when the idol worshippers, the whole world is doing it, people feel that perhaps there is something to it. And the Novi says you have to look at it realistically. Take an honest look. Chorash Barzel Matzad, the person who makes an idol. Look at all of the effort he puts into it. Chorash Barzel, the ironsmith. Matzad, he has to make the adz with which he can cut the wood from the forest, or cut out the stone from the mountain. He has to cut out that raw material. So first he has to make the tool, the matzad, with which he can extract the material for his idol. And then he takes that, and that has no holy power to it. It needs a man to make this matzad and cut down the tree and hew out the stone, but it has no power of its own. And even after it's cut out, and he's decided this is going to be for the idol, but it still can't do anything on its own. Upal bapechom. He has to work it using charcoal. He heats it up. He works it over the fire. Uvamakovos yitzreyu. First he discusses like an idol made out of metal. So, and then he forms it, he uses the fire, and he works the metal. Then uvamakovos yitzreyu. He fashions it with hammers. So even after he's worked it with the fire, it still has no ability of its own. And then he still has to makovos yitrio, use hammers. The Malbim said the word makova comes from the word like nekev, like maybe it's a pick or something where he can drive holes into it. He has to make holes, I guess, to use nails. Uva makovos yitrio, uses his hammers and he drives many holes into it to make this design and to make it look nice. But it has no power. Vayifaleyu. And then finally, as he works and he works, he's creating it into this idol, Bizroa Kocho. Don't think that at some point it almost comes to life and the idol can make itself. But no, Vayifaleyu Bizroa Kocho. The craftsman does it with his arm, Kocho, his strength. He works hard on it. And you'll think, it might look like he's working hard, but somehow the idol gives strength to those who work on it. But it's not so. Gamroiv, the guy who works on it, is hungry. Vein koach. And if he doesn't eat, he's got no strength. Lo shasa mayim. He doesn't drink water. Vayiyof. Then he grows faint. The person who's working the idol, he needs constant sustenance. So it's not like the idol is helping him. He did everything to make the idol. And by a idol made out of wood, Chorash Eitzim, the woodworker. Notakov, he takes his boards and he draws out a line. Yisareyu Basered, then he makes the toar, the form, Basered, with some type of chalk. He marks the wood exactly how he's going to cut it. Yaseyu b'maktsuos, and then he works it with the planes, different types of saws and to smooth it. Uvamachuga, from the word like uvamachuga, and with a compass, something that could draw circles. Yisareyu, he gives it the form. So he's got all of the tools of the trade, making his wooden idol. Vayaseyu kisavnisish. And he gives it the form of a person, kisiferes adam, the splendor of a human. Chazal say kisiferes adam, the beautiful person is referring to the form of a woman who's more beautiful than a man. But kisiferes adam, he makes this idol in the most beautiful manner possible. Lo sheves boyis, but it just sits in the house. Nobody has an idol that moves around and does things and is involved. It sits there. It sits there. Lashevis boyis. And sometimes the guy making the idol, besides of all the effort he put into the board, into the wood, he starts even earlier. He goes lichros lo arozin. He chooses carefully the wood he's going to work with. He cuts cedar. Vayikach tirz of alon. He takes different trees. It's translated in the art scroll. He takes the laurel and the oak trees. Vayametz lo, and he reinforces it ba'atzayar with other trees of the forest. He carefully sees certain woods are look nicer. You can polish it to it looks beautiful. Other woods are easier to work with, and he carefully chooses the different materials. Nota oren, and sometimes his hachanos, his preparation for the idol, starts even earlier. Not only is he making the idol, and not only is he going to the forest and cutting down a cedar, but nota oren. There'll be people who will initially plan, we're going to make an idol and it's going to be years down the road. They plant the tree, a fir tree, and they plant this tree having in mind as it grows, it'll get big enough, eventually we'll make an avodah zarah. It's a tremendous preparation. V'geshem yigadel, and the rain makes it grow. And this is all the preparation he does for the idol. And the Meforshim point out, V'geshem yigadel, Chazal point out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets people go ahead and make their mistake. If the guy wants to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him do it. V'geshem yigadel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the rain fall on this guy's tree, even though he's making the tree to be Oved Avodah Zarah. He's planning to go against Hashem. And yet Hashem lets the rain fall, and the rain will cause the tree to grow. And so finally, after all of this, he's ready to make his idol. But look at what he does. He's got this big tree, and he wants to make an idol. He doesn't need the whole big tree for that. So he takes the tree, and he cuts it down, but he's got extra wood. So he takes part of the wood, levoyer, and he uses that for fuel. Vayikach mehem vayochom. He takes from it and he warms himself. He makes a fire. And he can sit there in the cold winter and be warmed by this wood. Afyasik, and he'll also kindle of the flame va'afalochom, and he'll bake bread using this wood. And then with the same wood, part of it, af yifal el, he's going to make for himself this god, vayishtochu, and he's going to bow down to it. And again, here it's the person believes that this image has some power. Af yifal el, he's making for himself a god. Vayishtochu, and the term of vayishtochu means he's bowing down to it to help that he's worshipping this as a power. And then there are those who are a sohu pesel. They make an idol, this image, as that's a conduit that the greater forces will somehow bring a benefit by means of this pesel. Vayiskod lomo. Vayiskod, the Malbim says, doesn't mean he bows down to it, that it intrinsically has any force, but he feels that it will benefit him by means of this conduit. So Vayiskod lomo, and he bows down to this statue that he made. So take a look. Chetz yosaraf b'moesh. He had this big tree. Half of it he burned in fire. Al chetz yobasar yochel. And don't think that if you take a tree that you planted for Avodah Zarah and you dare to bake your bread on it, there'll be some type of curse. A guy who eats that bread will suffer. I mean, this wood is for Avodah Zarah. But it's not so. Al chetz yobasar yochel. On half of the wood, he's able to cook his supper, and he eats meat. Yitzlet soli. He roasts his food. V'yisban, he's satiated. The wood serves him as every other piece of wood. There's nothing special about this wood. He uses it for his own benefit. He destroys it for his own benefit. He burns it up because that's his enjoyment. And he is indeed satisfied. Af yochom, and he warms himself. V'yomar he'och, and he says the term, he'och is like, gewaldig, is a term of joy. Chamosi, I'm warmed. Ro'isi ur, I've seen the flame. This light, the cackling wood in the fireplace is my dream. Have this fireplace on a cold winter night, what could be better? Ushe riso, and then he takes the rest of that piece of wood. Le'el osa, and he takes that and he makes this into a god. Lefislo, for his image that somehow is going to worship it, and that's going to bring a favor on him and it's going to benefit him. Yiskodlo, he bows down to it. V'yishtachor, he actually worships it. He bows and he worships it. V'yispalaleilov, and he prays to it. V'yomar hatzileini, and he says, rescue me, ki eliyota, because you're my God. The Navi's very dramatic. The words of the Pasuk mocking the ridiculous situation of these people who really feel that an idol can benefit them. Lo yodu, they don't know, v'lo yovino, and they don't understand. Kitach miraoseinem, their eyes are smeared from seeing. It's like they can't see the truth. There's a blockage that whatever you tell them, it's the most obvious thing. Mehaskili bosom, their hearts don't comprehend. And the truth is, whatever it is to explain it, the truth is, the psukim elaborate as the Novi tries to drive home the point. V'lo yoshev el libo, the person doesn't take it to his heart. V'lo das, he has no wisdom. V'lo tivunor, some insight. Lamar to say, chetz yosarafti v'moesh, I burned half of it in the fire. V'af ofisi al gechol of lechem, and I baked on the coals my bread. Etzle vosar, I roasted meat, v'ochel, and I've eaten it. V'yisrol esoei v'oeser, and the rest I'm going to make into this abomination, this idol, lebul eitz eskod, to the stock of a tree. The bul is something that grows from the tree, or others learn lebul eitz comes to the word to like wither, the piece of wood that eventually disintegrates and falls apart. The bul eitz esko, and I'm going to bow down to it. Roe Afer. Roe is a shepherd, a leader, somebody who cares for you. Roe Afer. This person, the shepherd, what cares for the person is Afer. It's ash. It was a tree, half of it is ashes. The other half is an idol, but the idol's also ash. That's what it is. Lev husal hitohu, a foolish heart deceived him. V'lo yatzel es nafsho, and he doesn't save his own soul. V'lo yomar, and he doesn't say, halo sheker bimini, is there not falsehood in my right hand? I'm putting all my strength and ability, my yamini, my right hand, and I'm making this idol. It's all a lie. There's no truth to it. And yet, the world, you still have millions of people who believe in these types of things. It's a person has the desire to connect with Hashem, and yet he doesn't want to see the truth. Because once somebody believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next thing is, obviously, if there's one creator and he did everything and he controls the whole world and he knows everything, he must expect you to live a certain way. And he must have communicated it to you. He can't expect you to live a certain way without telling you. So it must be he gave a Torah. And it must be the Torah is given to, it was seen by many people, not a miracle that they claim is seen by half a dozen people. There was a Matan Torah with millions of people saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and there's a way to live and Hashem knows everything and there's reward and punishment. People don't want to be constrained like that. So it's a lot easier to take this wood that represents something and bow down to it and say, this is my belief. And then if you have a question, why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? That's my religion. That's it. That's just the way it is. V'lo yatzel esnafsho. He doesn't want to save his soul. V'lo yomar. He doesn't say, halo sheker bimini. This is false. This, I'm living a lie. There's nothing to it. Zechor eile Yaakov. Remember these things, Yaakov. Even when you're Yaakov and you're suffering in galus, you have to remember that you're the ones who are carrying the truth. The Yisrael, and Yisrael on their high level, ki avdiyata, you are my servant. Klal Yisrael has a mission in this world, that we are living the life that Hashem wants for us, and the whole world can be following their nonsense, but we are the living example that there is a true God, and we're living the way He wants us to. Yitzarticha. And Hashem says, I fashioned you, evidently to be a servant to me, Atta you are. Yisrael, Yisrael, lo si no sheni, do not forget me. The Novi contrasts, the idols are made by people. But Hashem says, you b'nei Yisrael, you are the people that I made you. The Otzar Tfilos brings down a beautiful idea. It's a philosophical question. Is there anything that people could do for Hashem? And the one thing that perhaps it would seem we can do is to proclaim that Hashem is the king. Because Ein Melech Belo Am, there's no king without a people. So the one thing we can do for Hashem is to proclaim He's a king. But he says on the Adon Olam, the following thought, that Adon Olam Asher Nikra, that Hashem is the Adon Olam, the master of the world, Asher Molach, who reigned, Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra, before any other form was created. Hashem was the ruler always. There was nothing before. Le'es Nasa Bechefzo Kol, but at the time when with His will everything was brought into being, Azai Melech Shmo Nikra, then His name was already called king. A regular king didn't create His people. Like we said, the people created the idol didn't correct the people. But a regular human king, a regular power, he didn't create the people. So the only thing that makes him the king is if the people say, you're the king. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need you to say anything. The very fact that Hashem created you, you're His people. He made you. Le'is nasa b'cheftso kol, Hashem made everything. So automatically, as His name is Azai Melech Shemo Nikra, His name automatically is called the king. He's not like a king that needs others to show they're subservient. But Hashem says, even if there's nothing that Hashem needs from us, but what Hashem wants from us is that Klal Yisrael should carry out this mission, that Yitzarticha Eved Liata, I've created you to be my servant. Yisrael Osi Nosheini, and Klal Yisrael, don't forget me. A person has to have that constant awareness and live in a way, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, don't forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever aveiros there were, mochisi cha'av pisho'echa, I've wiped away even a pesha is an aveira that's done to rebel. It's the worst sins are the pesha. But I wiped that away cha'av like a thick cloud. It's a dark hanging cloud, but Hashem says I wipe it away. V'cha'anon, and like a other cloud, chatosecha, your transgressions. When the cloud moves away, you can never tell that it was there. This is even a greater promise than we saw at the beginning of Yeshaya. There it said, "Im yu chatoechem kashonim kashela yalbinu." If they're red, they'll be whitened like the snow. Miadimu katola katsemer yiyu, they'll be like the wool. But here they're going to be wiped away like a cloud that leaves nothing behind. The sin is totally removed. Shuvah Eli, return to me, Kigal Ticha, because I've redeemed you. Ronu Shamayim Ki Osa Hashem. And then the heavens will sing out, Ki Osa Hashem, because Hashem has done wonders. The truth is, the world Hashem, as we mentioned earlier, the man plants his tree for the idols, Nota Oren, he planted his tree, and Pasuk Yudalid, the Geshem Yigadel, and the rain makes it grow. So the rain comes and helps the idol grow, helps that tree grow for idol worship, because Hashem causes the world, Olam Kiminhago Noeg. Hashem works with Derech HaTev, and He doesn't oftentimes show His control. But when the Geula comes, finally the world will sing out that no longer will the rain cause the idols to grow, and no longer will they have to be an accomplice to those who use it for Averis. But once the Geula comes, the earth will be able to sing out that their desire to serve Hashem, they are aware of the fact that they're created by Hashem. Ronu Shamayim Ki Osa Hashem. Then the Shamayim will sing out, Ki Osa Hashem, because Hashem has done the wonders. Hariyu Tachti Osaretz. And the foundations of the earth will shout out from joy. Pitzchu Harim Rina. The mountains will open up with their glad song. Yar, the forest. With all of the trees, Kigol Hashem Yaakov, because Hashem has redeemed Yaakov. Again, Yaakov is Klal Yisrael and Golus in the low level. But if we return to Hashem, Shuva Eli, Hashem says, return to me. As soon as you return, Kigal Ticha, the Gul is here. The Gemara says in Chelek, somebody went and met Mashiach and asked him, when are you coming? So he said, Hayom, today. The day went by and he didn't come. So he questioned, I was told he was coming Hayom today. And the answer is, as we've mentioned, it's Hayomim b'kolo sishmo. It's today as soon as you listen to Hashem. The Geula is ready to be here. Shuvah Eli, return to Hashem. And all of a sudden all the sins are wiped away like the cloud. Kigol Hashem Yaakov. We may be on a madrega of Yaakov, but Hashem will redeem us even if it's Yaakov. Uvi Yisrael Yispar. And when we become Yisrael, when we reach our highest levels of Ruchnius, we live up to our potential. Uvi Yisrael Yispar. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will glorify Himself through the fact that He has somebody like Yisrael, He's created a Yisrael. And when that happens, the whole world will sing out. The Shamayim and the Eretz, that they were created by Hashem, and now they're able to bring forth their true purpose. And they won't be misused by the idolaters who use this world to make their idols and to believe in their other forces. This is the end of the Haftorah for Parshas Vayikra. The Haftorah began with a point that Hashem says, I didn't weary you, I didn't make it difficult. The sacrifices are not a major, it's not a difficulty. On the contrary, somebody did something wrong, he can bring a korban, he has a kapara. Contrasting it with the idols, with the idol worshippers that don't want to believe in the truth. Their eyes are smeared shut, they can't see, they want to believe in their idols, and therefore they put in whatever effort for the idols, and that doesn't benefit them at all. But Klal Yisrael, who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who made us to be His servant, that will bring a purpose that the whole world will sing out and enjoy when the Geula comes for Klal Yisrael.